Hare Krishna. This morning we are reading, continuing from Uddhav Gita, and we're on the 22nd verse of the 7th chapter, where Krishna says, in this world there are many kinds of created bodies, some with one leg, others with two, three, four, or more legs, and still other with no legs. But of all these, the human form is actually dear to me. Interesting how Krishna discriminates, makes a distinction between different forms of life, of which ultimately he says, Aham Bija Pradapita. He's the seed-giving father of all forms of life, and yet at the same time, the human form of life is very dear because it's in this human form of life, and only, at least on this planet, that one can actually get to know Krishna. Ashita Govinda Charanadvayam. Take shelter of the two lotus feet of Govinda, as a verse has it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his teachings, says Brahmande Brahmiti Konya Bhagavan Jeev, that the living entity wanders. We wander up and down Brahmanda through this universe, most likely through other universes as well, and that wandering goes on and on and on. It's our quest for enjoyment. Rarely our quest for liberation, mostly our quest for enjoyment and sense gratification, that we're wandering in this material world. And we experience so many things. Very often devotees, either before they come or even after they've come, for some reason or other, they think that, there's so many things I missed. I joined Krishna consciousness at a young age, and I should be just experiencing a lot of things before I'm ready to fully surrender. But we've already experienced so many things, not just in this life, but in countless lifetimes. You can't enjoy as many things as the mind will demand of you. That's not going to be possible. And because we've already gone through this sort of argument and trying to pacify this argument earlier, see where you are right now. Are you happy with what you are? Because that's the result of your past wanderings. That's the result of your past experience. So you want to experience more? Well, just expect more of the same dissatisfaction that you're feeling right now. But no, Srila Prabhupada, Krishna says that this human form of life is very rare. Why? Because in this human form of life, one can inquire about and understand the absolute truth. So Vedanta Sutra starts off that way. Atata, ataha, brahmajignasa. Now is the time for brahmajignasa. You've been a dog, you've been a pig, you've been a bird, you've been so many things. You've been a Brahma and you've been a demigod. But all of these things are just wasting time and wasting a rare opportunity. Now, in this human form of life, brahmajignasa, now's the time to inquire about Brahman. And, of course, the idea is not just to inquire, but once you've inquired, then to proceed further in Govinda Charanadvayam, in taking shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, and going back home, back to Godhead. Why Ataha? Why in this human form of life on this planet? Because this human form of life has a highly developed intelligence that allows us to understand things that animals don't. They just don't inquire. And even if they inquired, unless they're especially empowered by the Lord for some reason, like Narada Muni had a snake as a disciple, they wouldn't understand what Brahma Jignasa is. And this planet is particularly good because although the heavenly planets, the demigods, are also devotees, but at the same time, we see that despite the fact that they have such good facility for becoming Krishna conscious, they get caught up in all kinds of nonsense, as Indra has a tendency to even challenge Krishna, or even Lord Shiva. So why is that? Because the level of sense gratification is very high, and their level of suffering is relatively low. And therefore, it's too good of a thing to give up. And so when sense gratification is too easily available, then it's difficult to be Krishna conscious. When suffering is too much, like on the lower planetary systems, then people also get distracted. If you suffer too much, unless you happen to be a Prahlad Maharaj, then you will get, again, distracted from the real business. But this is a balanced place. There's enjoyment and there's suffering, but not because, of course, ultimately it's the material world, but not too much of either, so that it may make it too difficult for one to become Krishna conscious. Of course, the unfortunate thing is that in Kali Yuga everything is too difficult. But still, therefore, we're given this special intelligence and we're given this special body, which gives us a facility. Why am I suffering? What is the purpose of life? This is intelligence, which conclusion people may come to even on their own. And Krishna, therefore, when talking later on to Uddhava, he speaks this very nice verse. I was looking for it earlier, but I couldn't remember it. But now I've got it in front of me, where he says, "Nrihidyam adyam sulabam sudulabam plavam sakalpam guru karnadaram mayanukulin abhavashvataritam puman bhavadbi nataret saatmaha." So he says, "Nrideham, this human form of life, adyam sulabam sudulabam, it's as a result of the natural way of things. It's like a ball. If you put a ball underwater, it immediately pops up to the surface. Of course, it depends how far under the water it is. It takes a certain time for it to come up. Similarly, the fact that we have this human form of life, it happens through a natural evolution. Elsewhere it is stated, asatit chaturashchaiva lakshastan jivajatishu brahmadbhi pushapapyam. 8,400,000 species of life. 8 million subhuman species. So we go through this 8 million species, one after another, we evolve up until we reach this human form of life. It's the way of things. It's the natural way of things. Nrideham adyam sulabam sudulabam, but it's very rare. If we try to count, everyone sitting in a room, if you try to count how many microbes and germs there are in that room, or ants, they're innumerable. And yet each one of them is a spirit soul. And yet they're not inclined towards Krishna consciousness. And of course, that's just a few species of life. What to speak of how many there are of all the other species. So ultimately, this sudulabham, very, very rare, amongst billions of living entities, you could say the percentage of humans is extremely, extremely low. But what is this human form of life? What is this human body? The Lord said it is plavam. It is a boat. It is a Kalpam Plavam. It is a very suitable boat. I already mentioned earlier how it is suitable. It's suitable for plying the ocean of material existence. We can get from one shore to the other shore. But as with every boat or ship, you need a captain. So, Guru Karna Dharam. So once one receives a human form of life and inquires, why am I suffering and what's the purpose of life and how to solve that, then Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai, then one can have the opportunity to have a guru. Aside from that example of Narada Muni's snake disciple, animals don't usually have gurus. I can't remember any other example in Shastra of animals having a guru. But human beings can. So a captain will guide you. A captain will give direction. And what does he give direction on? Mayanukulena nabashvataritam. He gives direction on the basis of Maya, Anukalena, Abhasvataritam, the favorable winds that are Krishna's instructions, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedic literature. But Bhagavad Gita in itself is enough. The favorable wind, the captain, what does he do? He knows how to use the winds to take the boat to its suitable destination. We're so fortunate to actually be in this Guru Parampara of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, where we go right to the real heart of the Absolute Truth. We go right to Goloka Vrindavan, we go to Braj, and this is possible by Krishna's direction, as they're given to us, Guru Krishna Prasadi, by the spiritual master. And then he says, Bhavadbir Nataretsa Atmaha. So this is the opportunity. And if you don't take this opportunity, then Atmaha, like Ishopanishad, Atmahana, then killer of the soul. Of course, the soul is never killed, but the opportunity that the soul had, now that's going to be ruined, that's going to be spoiled. So we should consider well. Don't let ourselves get distracted by opportunities for sense gratification, by allurements of I have to enjoy still before I can take Krishna consciousness seriously. If we miss this opportunity, who knows? 10,000 years, or more like 9,500 years, and then after that, it's just misery, unspeakable misery in the material world, in Kali Yuga. So we shouldn't lose this wonderful opportunity that Srila Prabhupada has given us, that we have come in contact with. It's a great jewel. More than that, it's actually a treasure, storehouse of jewels. Srila Prabhupada would say, just dedicate this one lifetime. And if we dedicate this one lifetime, then we'll see the wonderful result. Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai. And by the mercy of Guru Krishna, we get Bhakti Lata Beej. And that Bhakti Lata Beej ends up Ashita Govinda Charanadvayam, taking shelter at the lotus feet of Govinda. Hare Krishna.